It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, on this Monday, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. I am back in the saddle from Fantasy Rock and Roll Camp.
Yes!
And happy to be back.
Oh, it's good to have you back, man. How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. The funniest... So what I really did was a boys trip, a baseball trip.
Yeah.
But I got texts from like a few different people like, hey, man, like this sounds really cool. Like, what are you learning? And I'm like, it's baseball. I don't really. And then the more that, you know, that kind of came through, I was like, oh, God, what did he say?
We were sitting there, Dr. Crane and I was like, yeah, boys trip is great, but it just sounds kind of boring, right? I mean, no offense, all boys trips, right? And I just... We played something. I'm like, Chase is at Fantasy Rock and Roll Camp.
Played something with Rat and White Snake. And I told Joe, I was like, he's probably at Arts and Crafts making guitar picks. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, that's great.
And it just took off,
making
man.
Making guitar picks.
And the text line was like, oh, what is this? What's he learning to play? And we were just left and right on everything. So good to have you
that
back.
That was well done.
I know you went to Minneapolis. How was that stadium?
Guys... Let me tell you something. Having an indoor stadium is going to be a game changer. That was the nicest stadium I've been to. Like, it was really cool. We did a baseball trip, yes. But our good friend Tatum Everett, who, of course, was here at Fox 17, now works for the Vikings, gave me a couple tickets. So we went to the Vikings-Texans preseason game. And that stadium is just remarkable.
Nice.
And it's funny. They have the hype about J.J. McCarthy like we have the hype here about Cam Ward. He came out and played one series, ended in a field goal, looked okay. But they're like, oh, we got our guy, man. We're really good.
They better because they gave up Sam Darnold for that
guy. Well, that schedule is brutal, though. Like, they got a really tough schedule.
But,
so,
I mean, hey, you know. Oh, well.
But,
get it done.
But, yeah, no, it was a really cool experience. Target Field's nice.
How close are they together?
About a mile.
Okay.
Yeah. So the U.S. Bank is on the footprint of the Metrodome. And then Target Field is over next to Target Center, which is the basketball.
All right. Nice.
So.
Good.
It's cool. I mean, it's
glad
all.
Glad you had fun.
Yeah. No, it was nice. So good to get away. Final vacation of the summer. And now I'm ready to get back into it. Speaking of getting back into it, the Titans lost 29-7. I don't think anybody really cares about the score of a preseason game. It's all about individual performances, in my opinion. You know, but I had to stop myself.
Need I remind everyone, and I text with Jack.
I need like a shock thing, like where I'm about to go say something that I shouldn't say, and Dr. Crane pushes the button and reminds me.
Shock collar?
Yeah, not a collar. That'd be kind of weird.
Just Joe thinks I deserve a collar for
like
some
a buzzer in my chair. You know, it's like training the dog of like nope, don't do that.
as I texted with Joe Rexford earlier, never forget the 2008 Detroit Lions went 4-0 in the preseason, ended up going 0-16.
Correct.
So it's always the default to look back how bad that Lions team was. Look, it's the preseason. The bad thing was the Titans only had one drive in the first quarter. The Bucs held the ball the entire time. So you saw a little bit out of Cam Ward. It was okay. It wasn't great. Problem was, is what happened Friday night.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yes.
So this was me sitting at Target Field on Saturday night watching the Twins and the Kansas City Royals. There's no clip here. I'm just use your mind. Dr. Crane was nervous there for a second.
He was.
I'm sitting there on the third baseline watching some baseball, and I'm like, oh, kickoff now. Let's see what's going on. And I thought I had the NFL Plus already set up, and I think I canceled it and forgot. So I had to like redo all that where I could watch the game.
All right.
So the first drive, you know, I'm just following along on the little game update thing. McLaughlin kicks 57 yards to the Tampa Bay 35 from the Tampa Bay 35 to the Tennessee 8. Prochet to the Tennessee 29 for 21 yards. Okay, cool. Nice field position. 5-yard run by Tony Pollard, tackled at the Tennessee 34. All right, cool, nice. Pass incomplete, out of the shotgun, Cam Ward. Short middle to Van Jefferson. Again, incomplete. That's not good. Brings up third down. Cam Ward, pass incomplete, deep right, punt. Johnny Hecker comes on. I'm like, all right, well, that's not a good first
nope.
series. But, right. you know, and again, I didn't see the throws and everything at the time. So I'm like, well, hopefully they put him back out there because the three and out, like, that's not productive at all. And then, like you said, Tampa Bay held the ball forever. And so the Titans didn't get it back, and they ended up scoring a touchdown on their second. They kicked a field goal on their first possession, touchdown on their second possession. I started seeing the memes what's his name? I'm blanking on the quarterback's name now. Who is their quarterback?
Trask?
Kyle Trask.
Kyle Trask, thank you. Seeing these memes of Kyle Trask, and it's Brady, and it says Kyle Trask against the Titans.
Right.
You know? So I'm like, oh, boy.
He looked good.
Whatever.
He looked good.
Yeah, he looked fine. So I finally get it working on my phone where I can watch and watch that drive. Overall, it was a good drive. It ended in a touchdown. That's what you can take. Now, that one throw that should have been intercepted, that's a learning moment. You know, but some people are only going to focus on that throw and forget about the other things. But it's just like, okay, he got away with one. Learn from that. He made some good throws on that drive.
All right.
And he had a veteran receiver that also helped him out.
He did.
Because Calvin Ridley adjusted on a few of those throws and made them look better than maybe they were.
Okay, here's the counterpoint. It was against the Tampa Bay number twos.
That's fair.
You had four of your five offensive linemen in there, and you barely moved the football.
Okay.
So you work on it. I mean, it's first game.
You got stuff to work on. Look, I'm not ready. Nervous? I'm not ready to anoint him. I'm not ready to buy tickets to the Super Bowl. None of that stuff.
Right.
Like some people might be. There was some good and definitely some things to work on. Now, I don't like giving grades for preseason because I think that's stupid. But, I mean, it was okay.
He was okay. I mean, it was a preseason game.
He was mid, as the kids say.
Yeah, maybe. You work to get better, and so you just kind of go out there and get it done. I wanted to see him more. I think we should have seen him more, but then you read how the field conditions were terrible and all that other stuff, and it is what it is. Now, you'll get in good work this week against the Falcons. You got two joint practices. You play Friday night. I need to see him play the entire first half. I needed to play first half, and then can we stop the narrative of benching him for the first two games and then have him play the third game?
Mm-hmm.
Just stop that. Stop.
I mean, look, I've been a part of that. I admit that I've been a part of that. But, I mean, okay, based on everything, you can only base this on what you have seen with your two eyes to this point. Is he ready?
No.
Right.
But I don't think two-thirds of the league is ready.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And that's all good.
And I'm ignoring, like, everybody that – looks at what Shedeur Sanders did against threes and fours on Friday night and Jackson Dart and Shuck and all these others. Like that is so irrelevant to what you have going on here that you just don't do that to yourself.
But we do it. It's the compare and contrast.
People do it.
Right.
But it's just it's irrelevant at the end of the day. So, again, they have some things to work on. Brian Callahan, after the game, was asked about the overall operation when it came to Cam and how that all went. This was Callahan.
You touched on Cameron Ward's play on the field, but how was the operation? Getting everything in and out of the huddle?
Great. Sure, yeah, we didn't. I mean, we had no operational issues, no procedure issues. We got lined up. We were never really down on the clock too far. It was good. He even checked the play at the line of scrimmage, which was good to see him have that kind of confidence to operate. It was good. I thought the operation was clean. He did what we would hope he would do in his first action, and he's going to get more of it to come.
And Brian Callahan did say previously that the starters would play in all three preseason games. I'd wonder if, I guess technically you can say he got over a quarter because he got two possessions because that's how it all worked out. But I could see, maybe three series or a quarter coming up in game number two.
No, I
you
think
say no?
First half. I mean, it's first half. You got to get it.
I think
out
first
there.
Half. I think. Well, yeah. Okay. I'll give you. It depends on. I think what they get done in the joint practices. I mean that's probably what.
Titans only had Saturday night had 11 total drives right in the game. So an average is 11 to 12. I'd like to see him get four or five drives go into the first half. And I want to see him come out of the second half, because all you got left after that is the Vikings. And that's a preseason game. You got 2 weeks in between the Vikings' last preseason game and then the first game on the road at Denver. I just think now you see his good and the bad and throw him out there and get it done and kind of work with them from that point on. But this team's got a lot of holes they got to fill in there. But, again, it's the preseason. You never know. That's why the preseason is around. It's just so funny because the four preseason games used to mean the world.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's three and it's not like, that's preseason. But, I mean, if he would have gone 13 for 13 for 250 yards, we'd have gone – we'd have put a statue up here.
Oh, 100%.
Tired as jersey. It's just the way – it's our overreaction.
Cleveland's going to do that.
We do the overreaction every time for preseason games, which is fine. That's what we do.
Yeah, the memes of the Browns retiring his jersey after one preseason game. Right. That was pretty funny. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Now, one thing that is concerning, the quarterback play behind Cam Ward was woof. So that leads us, Joe, to our question of the day.
Right. So we have a lot of fun with this. You guys are fantastic. Our question of the day, 615-737-1025. If you could go out and pick the best fictional quarterback of all time to back up Cam Ward, who would you get? The best fictional quarterback of all time to back up Cam Ward, who would you go out and pick? We love your responses. You guys have been great with your answers. Best fictional quarterback, Chase McCabe.
615-737-1025. I can't say Jamarcus Russell, right? Even though his career may have been fiction, he was actually a real.
That's right. Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to say Shane Falco. Give me Shane Falco from the Replacements.
One. Come in and run the offense,
yep.
Right?
I think he'd be a good one.
Dr. Crane?
Go Paul Crewe. He has that Heinicke vibe. I'm going with Paul Crewe.
That's me. Same one. Paul Crewe from Burt Reynolds in the original Longest Yard.
Are you taking Adam Sandler, Paul Crewe?
I am. I'm taking Adam Sandler, Paul
Crewe. All right, so he's taking
Paul
Adam Sandler, Paul Crewe. You're taking Burt Reynolds, Paul Crewe.
I am. It's a generational thing. I like that
because we got three different quarterbacks.
I need somebody who goes in there who doesn't play by the rules.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
It's not. It's not at all.
615-737-1025. We got a great show planned. John McClain going to join us at 2 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on the first full weekend of the preseason. The AP Top 25 is out. We will discuss that. Plus, I have a little twist on the AP Top 25. Uh-oh. We continue to take your reaction to the Titans and their preseason loss. Coming up next, how concerned are we about what's behind Cam Ward? Plus another big injury when it comes to the Titans. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.
How much does a day like today make you reevaluate the plan behind the Cam with Frank Benton?
I think anytime that you get the chance to see guys playing a game, you look at it, you see what was good, what was bad. I think Brandon had some good plays. I think there was a play or two that interception was unfortunate. I mean, it's a tip ball and a guy makes a one-handed catch. That's unfortunate. I hate to see it. I think we got to play better for sure at that spot. I think over the totality of those reps at the end of the second half of the game when Cam came out, just keep looking at it, keep trying to get better.
Brian Callahan talking about the backup quarterback situation. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. I'm going to be honest with you, and our question of the day, you can continue to text that in or tweet at us at 1025 The Game, at Chase on Game, or as Jimmy Fallon told us, at Big Joe on the Go.
There you go, buddy.
Your best fictional quarterback that the Titans should sign. Having a little fun with that. Because what's behind Cam Ward right now is woof.
Man, that's bad. We knew it wouldn't be great.
And look, Tim Boyle awful. Is officially a friend of the show.
That's a tough one for us.
Tim will continue to be a friend of the show when he is not playing quarterback for the Titans, which is in his future, I believe.
Is Tim Boyle like Fight Club? We just don't talk about it?
We don't talk about it.
We just don't talk about it at all.
Well, there was always – I mean, the Jeremy Fowler report was out there last week that they were going to keep looking at free agency trades and the waiver wire for a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, is it crazy for me to say right now that the backup quarterback is not on this roster?
I think they'll stick with Brandon Allen. I do. I mean, if they need a quarterback, bring him in now. Yeah. Don't bring him in. The more you wait, the less time this guy's got to get into the offense and the terminology, another word that I hate. They need something.
Okay. Would you be willing to, if you're Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker, to call up Cincinnati and say, hey, we will give you next year's 6th-round pick for Jake Browning?
In a heartbeat. I've been on that guy's drum for 2 years, mainly because
they have behind Joe Burrow, it's Jake Browning, Desmond Ridder, and some guy named Peyton Thorne.
All right, I would get Jake Browning for two reasons. One, because I think he's a decent quarterback, and secondly, do you see what his girlfriend wore to the game? Good Lord!
No.
Oh, she wore a ski suit,
really?
A tight ski suit. I can't say that three times. I get
in the middle of the summer.
No, at one of the games when he started when Burrow got hurt.
That one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Right? Yeah, maybe a 5th-rounder for her.
Yeah, really.
Bring it in.
Good for him.
But no, I think he's a good quarterback.
Hey, now.
He knows Callahan, right? So I think that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so does Allen. But I just, because here's the other thing. I don't think anybody has the faith, nothing against Cam Ward, that he's going to play 17 games. Now, we'll get into the offensive line. All right. They look decent against backups. And that wasn't even the full offensive line. Zeitler wasn't out there. Cushenberry wasn't out there. So, but, hey, the kid had time to throw. I'll give him that. That's a major upgrade over what we're used to here. But show me that in September. Show me that in October. Are all those guys healthy? Are they truly an upgrade over what they had?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to answer that question yet because it's way too early. So you have to go on the assumption that, all right, you might not have him for a couple of games, that he might get hurt, or he might get to a point where it's like, well, he probably could go, but, you know, we're 2-6 at this point. Let's let him rest up and then put him in for the stretch run.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think that way.
Sure you do.
Right now, based on practices and based on one game, I don't have a lot of faith in what's behind Cam Ward.
No, and again, the odds of
and him, I didn't really going into the season.
The odds of him making it through 17 games are probably not going to happen. So you need that guy behind there who's going to get you through a couple of games. I mean, Mason Rudolph did it last year. It just happens, and it goes on. But I don't know. I mean, that's the frustrating part. I don't know. I mean, how much you're going to use him? How much you need him? Can he get in there and get the job done? I thought he was okay seeing him in his career. Wasn't great. Wasn't just average to come in and fill the spots in when he needed him. But this is a problem around the league, right? I mean, who's got the best backup quarterback? I don't know who's got the best. Quinn Ewers came in and was awful the other day. Was awful doing that.
Yeah, terrible.
So you just don't know who's going to go out there and get the job done. But where the Titans go, I think you protect Cam at all costs and see how it goes. And he's got good work on Tuesday and Wednesday. Another team with the Falcons, more to learn. The guy knows the offense. He's willing to learn. I'm talking about Cam Ward. And ride with him and see how it goes. And
but
it's just tough, man, because you're going to have to figure it out at some point.
So the quarterback rating, you know that statistic?
I love it. I don't understand it half the time. But
did
yeah.
you see what Tim Boyle's was?
Oh, no.
It was probably like our GPAs in college.
Oh, 4.0.
Not quite. A 0.6.
Good Lord. Don't they?
0.6.
Poor guy. I mean, he looked awful.
Cam was an 89.1. Brandon Allen, a 30.6. Tim Boyle, 0.6.
Jeez Louise. And that's playing against the backups to the backups of the backups. That's really bad. Again, friend of the show.
Yeah, not good.
Not good at all.
Not good.
That's terrible. Wait, let me ask you this. Dr. Gray and I talked about this the other day. You're a third-team quarterback, right? And you're trying to make the team, and you go into the game, and we had discussion on this. If you're going in, you're trying to make the team, a third-team quarterback, and the play calls to hand the ball off, would you audible out of that and just chunk it down the field? Because you're trying to make the team.
I am audibling all day.
Right?
And I'm going to just be Brett Favre and just sling that thing.
You got
up there.
To. You got to do that to make the team. And so Tim Boyle did it. We saw how bad it was. So if you're a backup quarterback trying to get in there, I'm not signing you of how well you can hand the ball off.
Yeah.
I want to see go down the field, run the offense.
I wonder if by next week, if he's off the team and they brought in another guy.
Maybe. When's the first cut? Next week?
They do one cut now.
Oh, there's no first cut. All right.
So yeah, I mean, they may have to wait, but I don't know. I just I don't even like him on the practice squad right now.
I mean, he's a coach in waiting. Well, then go wait to be a coach.
Then go be, yeah, right. Yeah,
just go sit over there and do that. I don't know, man. But there's, again, around the league, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that are out there. Now,
no, I mean, you will have to wait till cuts. Now, when cuts happen, then, you know, because, again, all right, well, let's play this game. We know you take Jake Browning. Would you take Desmond Ridder over either one of these guys?
No.
Okay.
He's terrible.
All right. That's fair. We've talked about the Browns. I mean, they're, you know, Shador's getting a statue, so I mean that's decided.
There's one quarterback and one quarterback only they should go after. Right now he's the third team on the Giants.
Behind Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart, who is the third one?
Jameis Winston.
Wouldn't say no to that.
My favorite radio show.
I would not say no to that.
Robbie and Rexroad brought it up today, and I'm thinking that would be.
That's not a bad idea.
And they could have signed him during the offseason. Borgonzi and them could have signed Jameis Winston. You're not asking him to come in here and play 17 games. You're asking him to get you to the next game if you need that. They could have had that guy. There'd have been no problem. Really?
Would you pay him 2 years, $8 million?
Absolutely.
With a potential for an additional $8 million in incentives? Because that's what his contract is.
Yep. Amy Adams has all that money ready to go.
So that's four a year.
Yeah. Don't talk about poverty with me in the National Football League. Do not bring up poverty to me in the football. They've got it. They got money. Sign him. Sign the guys. Bring him in here. Boom. Problem
solved.
It
makes too much sense, so they won't do it. 615-737-1025. Jack wants to weigh in on our question of the day, which is best fictional quarterback that the Titans should sign. Jack, what's your answer?
Need to bring somebody in that can work with these rookie receivers who will tell them, just go down there to the Buick and turn left. You need steaming Willie Beeman.
Yes.
I like
that's
that.
That's a good one.
That
Thank
is a good
you.
One. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call.
Jack calling from the front seat of an airplane.
Which airline?
Well, if the window's open, probably Spirit.
Yeah.
The engine didn't, you know, overblow up or whatever.
Anywho, 615-737-1025. There is another injury, and it concerns me with the Tennessee Titans. We'll discuss that coming up next. Also, continue to welcome your calls and texts at 615-737-1025. This September, Tim McGraw will be performing at Trinetics Rock the Cradle in Nashville, a meaningful event supporting newborns and moms at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown. You can get your tickets now at rockthecradlenashville.org. It's Chase and Big Joe on 102.5 The Game.
Further evaluation, we'll see. Looks like it's probably an ankle that we'll see what the severity is as we evaluate them a little bit further. So I'll have news for that probably another day here.
That was Brian Callahan after the game Saturday night on Tajay Spears. We've since learned he's out for the preseason, high ankle sprain. And so he will not be available to the Titans. And once again, an injured player remains injured. And that is the unfortunate part. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday. So what do the Titans do there? I mean, Tony Pollard didn't play a whole lot. He had some good looks. We know he had a good year last year. Tony Pollard's not a concern to me. I think he's a starting running back in this league, but they need a third down change of pace back, which is what Tajay Spears is supposed to be, and he simply just is not available.
He's not. The Vikings, you saw the Vikings in action Saturday. They got a couple running backs. Ty Chandler's up there. Jordan Mason. I don't bring
Jordan
up.
Mason got the start right. And looked pretty good. Ty Chandler was okay.
I don't say that because they're both local guys.
Yeah.
Mason went to Gallatin. Ty Chandler went to NBA. But experienced running backs that are out there, so they can grab one if needed to give up a little something that happens there. But that's a concern too as well, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, Ty Chandler's been in the league for a while and has never – I think this – I think he's been on a couple of teams. I could be wrong. Maybe he's always been with the Vikings. But I mean, could he be a true third down change of pace back? I feel like if that were going to be the case, he'd already be there at this point. Aaron Jones is their starter.
Yeah, he spent his entire career with Minnesota.
Okay, so Aaron Jones is their starter, and then they brought in Jordan Mason, who, of course, we saw really bust on the scene last year with San Francisco.
Yeah, so there's options out there for him that you need to get to back up, but that's a concern too because Pollard goes down, you're screwed again. So backup quarterback and now backup running back. Spears, look, he's fast and he's quick. He's just tiny, man. And tiny guys don't last a long time in the National Football League. They don't in the National Football League. They just don't when you're running between tackles. They don't get – I mean, it's just tough, and it's some big guys out there. And I think he could be great outside the tackles, but so far, man.
They took Kalel Mullins in this year's draft. Here was Brian Callahan yesterday on him.
What did you make of the way Kalel played, and then how important does that group look now, especially with Spears missing some time with Kalel, Julius, and everybody else in that running back room?
Yeah, I thought both Julius and Kalel ran hard last night. They picked up some tough yards and put the ball in the right spot. I think you see, and we know what Julius can do. He's played some games for us, but I thought he showed well for himself. I thought Kalel put the ball in the right spot. He did it with some authority. He had the one mishap in protection. You know, he went to go to a first live rep, a pass for over him in the NFL, and he went to go shoulder a linebacker instead of using his hands and fitting right and ended up in a sack. So we'll learn from that. But I was really pleased with both of those guys. They're both bigger backs. They both run with some power, and we like that. And so those guys are going to keep battling. I think Kalel's coming along really well. Again, considering he missed all the spring too, for the most part, it's good to have him out there and participating because I think they're both talented and I think they got a chance to help us.
So Mullins last year with Michigan really took a big step forward. Obviously, he got more carries, but in 12 games, 185 carries, 948 yards, 12 touchdowns, also six catches for 35 yards. And that was truly his breakout year, only 222 yards on 36 attempts the year before in 13 games. So, I again, wasn't he like a sixth-round pick, fifth-round pick?
You missed it, the graphic. You're at
guard. Oh, yeah. No, I did see it. They spelt it wrong.
No, his height.
Or his height, 5'2".
5'2", 225. Spelt his name wrong.
He's 6'1", 236, according to what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's a little small for his size. A
little off.
Look, he's probably good, but you bring up some kryptonite versus him.
Yeah. I know. I'm just going to let it go.
Do it. Let the Superman jokes go,
hey,
man.
No, I know sometimes you lie about inches, but usually it's going the other way.
Family show, man. Sorry. Come on. Oh, my goodness. You think Superman would lie?
No, like you say 6'4", maybe 6'6", you know.
Guys, don't do that, Chase. Only every second of every day. Look, if he can get in there and get – look, that's what preseason's for. You draft the guy, maybe they can get the job done. Maybe that could happen. So I'm excited for some of these guys who could step up and prove that they belong on the team. And look, Borgonzi and Brinker are supposed to be great talent evaluators. Here you go. Here's a guy to put in there, back up Pollard and see how he can run the ball and go with it.
Texter on the text line, Ben saying Zach Moss could potentially outproduce Spears even before his ankle injury. I guess Zach Moss is available out there. Last year, only 74 carries, 242 yards, two touchdowns for Zach Moss. So I don't know if that's a direction they'd want to go.
Let Pollard take the brunt of the carries now and kind of rest him the rest of the preseason, find who's a good guy
behind
him.
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe you find – I think I like Julius Chestnut. We know what he is at this point. So see what Mullins can do and carry those three to start. And then, again, remember that the Titans have the number one waiver claim. So that is obviously something they can use to their advantage.
And hopefully they use it good and not on some backup defensive back or anything like that. But let Mullins get in there and run the ball, see what he can do. I mean, this is why you evaluate. This is why your GM, this is why your head coach. I mean, you got a lot of toys to play with here and see who could get in there and do the best job. there's a lot of still evaluation to do. You got practice this week with the Falcons. You got a game next week with the Vikings. So you got time to get things done. I wouldn't sound the alarm just yet.
Viking Matt says, damn, Chase, that's a write-up.
Right, it is. Dr. Crane stood up and pointed. He was like, come on, man.
I dropped the phone. I was on the phone line.
You
I
were.
Dropped My the bad.
Phone. Hey, need,
My bad.
Need we remind him? It's a damn family show at this time.
Don't worry, Chase. I've made these mistakes countless times.
Yeah.
We'll probably continue making those mistakes. That's okay.
Nevada Josh says, I got it. Big Joe at center, Chase at halfback, Dr. Crane at quarterback.
We would get no yards.
Listen, I'd cramp on the first play and tap out. Joe would actually do okay at center, and I don't know, maybe you would.
No, no rotator cuff. It's gone. Okay. It's shot.
So the arm's gone.
Single wing. Maybe it's the Wildcat. You could do that.
Then we got something. Jet sweeps. We're good to go.
You just take off right. Like a young Johnny Majors in the 50s. but I want you to come out in a leather helmet. Do you know what would happen if you came out in a leather helmet? People would be like, what the hell? By the time they react, you're gone. Down the sideline and score. Bring back leather helmets.
And cotton jerseys.
And cotton jerseys.
I don't think that either of those are going to happen.
Long sleeve cotton jerseys.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Tearaway jerseys. Hair Metal Henry on our question of the day, which is the best fictional quarterback the Titans should sign to be their backup. Hair Metal Henry says, I'm picking Clarence Rifleman Oliver from, is it Ampipe High?
Yes. Good one there, buddy.
The Rifleman.
Yep.
0943, Becky from Little Giants. She beat the Cowboys. Moxon from Varsity Blues. Fantastic as a backup. 3337, Al Bundy. Four touchdowns, one game.
Not a quarterback, though. That's a problem. Unless you're going to go to the Wildcat.
I thought he was
a running back. Was he?
Might have been a running back. I thought he was a quarterback.
Now, I think, what's his name in real life?
Ed O'Neill.
He might have been, he wasn't a quarterback. He was drafted by the Steelers, right?
And they cut him. Yeah, he played, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what position he played
exactly. You could go Mark Harmon because he did actually play quarterback at UCLA.
He did. He absolutely did.
With Floyd Reese.
Yeah, that'd be something.
9355, Willie Beeman would fit the scheme as far as smack talk goes anyway, because they're so concerned about that.
Yes. Nice one.
At this point, I say we just put the punter as QB2 and free up a spot for depth. Hell, couldn't be any worse.
Yeah.
That's Texas J.
Just don't punt. You know how I feel about that. Have your second-game quarterback drop kick. And just boom.
9712, Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico. He can hit a guy on a bicycle going down the road, man. He could get it done. I think there's a lot of goo. I mean, Paul Crew, though, man. That's my generation and then Dr. Crane's generation.
Paul Wrecking Crew, as Hair Metal Henry said.
The best.
Hair Metal Henry likes to correct you.
He does.
And sometimes it's warranted.
He had the best answer last week. We talked about family dining. Do you like family dining? Would you go do family dining? And he said, hell, I don't even like my own family. I wouldn't even go on that, so which is good.
So, I mean, how concerned are you with the running back position?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because of Tony Pollard.
Now, what
if he gets hurt?
I think Chestnut's not bad.
Okay.
And I think Mullings isn't bad. I'm not concerned about that at all. I didn't know how much we rely on Spears anyway, but I'm not concerned. Just let those guys run this week and next week and see what they can do. And they're up for the challenge. You drafted them and see what he can do. Not at all.
Fair enough.
You got it, man.
Coming up next, what does Big Joe want to see the Titans do differently
Hey-o!
When it comes to playing Atlanta? Joint practices starting tomorrow and Wednesday. And then, of course, the game on Friday. We'll continue to take your calls and text 615-737-1025 or phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. Chase and Big Joe on a Monday, 1025 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game on this Monday. I don't know if this is considered metal necessarily, rock. You want to institute Metal Monday, right?
Yeah, I think it's my bad. I forgot to tell Dr. Crane.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my bad.
That's fine.
We'll get it going. We're a work in progress here, right?
We are.
We're like the Titans offensive line. We're trying to figure out where we go, and that's probably a bad analogy.
It's like mixing pine wood with cedar wood.
Is that something?
Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's a thing. I just know I don't mix those two together.
Okay. You know you're talking to two boneheads, right?
Oh, I am a bonehead, so it's three boneheads in one.
Listen, I'm telling you, as I told you last week, if we were frontier pioneer days, I would hatch my Wiggin. Mrs. Wiggins, I'd hitch, right? Hitch? I'd hatch my itch.
Yeah.
I'd hitch my
wagon.
You lost
me at Wiggins.
I'd hitch my wagon to you because I would die day one in the frontier. I can't do anything. There's no microwave.
Dr. Crane would be like directing us, like, okay, go get some wood. This is what we can turn into firewood. You and I would just look at each other like,
yeah, huh? What? You know what I didn't know? I was watching the show 1823 or the one with Tim McGraw.
Yeah, that one.
Whatever. Well, Tim McGraw, the episode with Fate, which is really good. Don't drink the water out of the river. You die. I had no idea.
Yeah, you have to warm it up. You have to like boil it so you get all the toxin out of it.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Dead day one. I'm thirsty.
I watched your favorite Simpsons last night,
yeah.
The Frank Grimes episode.
Yes.
It would be like when the alarms are going off and he's like, you got a 5:13, and Homer looks at his watch. I mean, that
I'd be dead. So we're dumb. You're smart. Just know
hey,
that.
If we're ever in the area of elks, we're in good hands. That meat, incredible.
Elks.
Now, how do you plan to kill the elk? With your bare hands?
No, we can take an elk down.
Like the guys who meet at the VFW, the Elks Lodge?
No, hang on. Did you just hear that?
What's that?
We can take an elk down. That's what he just said.
Who told you this? The elk?
No, I just I had.
He's
elk.
like, we'll take the elk.
Yeah, I had elk over the weekend. I had like a trio of meats. It was antelope, elk, and bison. Gentlemen, that is the
I've
future.
Had bison.
How the hell are we taking an elk down without anything?
Grab it by the antlers and shove it to the ground.
It's not rodeo. We're not going to wrap him up.
I get to see Dr. Crane on top of the elk like it's for the good of the country.
It will be ready in 7.
That elk would launch you to Mars.
You and Joe and I are just like,
all right, go for
okay.
it.
Okay, let's
just let us know when to set the table. We'll be here waiting on you.
7:30.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, 615-737-1025. What's the first thing you want to see differently? Now, they only had one joint practice last week.
Right.
You had a preseason game with pretty bad field conditions and rain and everything before. You're going to be inside. You got two practices this week. What's something different you want to see?
Run the two-minute offense when they get the ball, no matter okay. where it is. Go, 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 go. I want to see Cam Ward fluidly. I want to see him go, run the ball, back to the huddle, to the line of scrimmage. Go, 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 go. I want to see the two-minute kind of drill throughout the game. Because, look, he's going to be in pressure situations. He'll be throwing the ball a lot this year. How well can you handle it? How well can you run the offense down the field? And, look, Atlanta won't be expecting that. So I think Cam thrives in chaos.
Yeah, I agree.
So I want to see them go, 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 go. Defensive-wise, more guys playing, more blitzing. Just see what stuff – and don't do this whole, well, things you wouldn't see in the season. Then why do them in the preseason? I want to see things you do in the season. Two-minute offense, blitz a quarterback, that's it.
Okay.
Pretty
that's
simple.
The big thing.
That's me. Yep.
I need to see this defense stop the run. Now, granted, I know you didn't have your two best run stoppers in the game.
Right.
But, you know, you got to show me something from the backups. I mean,
yeah.
the defense just looked terrible.
It did. You know, as we talked to Tim Hasselbeck, we might, when the second, third team comes in, like, oh, okay, time to turn the channel. But these guys are trying to make the team.
I pay
They're
attention
fighting
to that.
To get there. So there's a lot of, yeah, one guy could do good and stop the run and back up Jeffrey Simmons. He's in there. So a lot of guys fighting for their lives as far as being professional football players. A lot to see there. It's just, I just don't overreact after the one game in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's it. Bottom line.
So I'm encouraged by Calvin Ridley because Calvin Ridley – seems to be engaged. He seems to like Cam
He's
Ward.
Good.
You can tell that they're on the same page there. So that's a good thing. Now I need to see somebody else. Now, granted, he had 3 receptions for 50 yards, including a 27-yarder. Everybody else had 1 reception after that. You know, some of these young receivers got to show me something. I mean, and with the tight ends, I put that in that group. I mean, Chig – was okay. I worry about Wiley. I mean, I feel like Gunnar Helm is probably the second tight end right now.
Why are you worried about Wiley?
Well, I mean, is he going to make the team?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean,
should he make it over Chig?
He should make it over David Martin Robinson, and he's not right now.
That's a good point. Again, when the season starts, receivers 5, 6, and 7, we'll never hear from them again. It's that those 4, that core 4 that you need to see and hear from. Ridley, Lockett, I mean, Van Jefferson, maybe? I mean, Bryce Oliver's having a
– Iowa Manor.
But you got the two guys they drafted, DK and Iowa Manor. Yep.
I think didn't DK do some returns?
He did.
I kind of feel like that's probably how he's making the team. And but Prochet too. I mean, that's another.
Are we done with Jaquan Jackson? Is he out of here?
Yeah, I would say he's gone.
Poor guy. Who was the guy they took from Louisville that in the fourth round?
Oh, they traded up for him and passed on
Fitzpatrick? Dez Fitzpatrick?
Dez Fitzpatrick, and they passed on
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yep.
It happens. It happens. I mean, you can't predict.
Sure,
everything.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know.
What was the guy from LSU they drafted to receive? Racy McMath?
Yes.
That sounds like some after-school special with cartoon. Sound trying like, to learn how to do math.
That sounds like something you'd find on late-night HBO.
Racy McMath.
Racy McMath. Then.
Bow chicken. Bow, bow. Oh, my. And I was like, when they drafted him, I'm like, why? He's like, well, he's part of that LSU team. I'm like, but he never caught any passes.
Racy McMath in wide receiver. Okay.
Hey, mark that, will you?
Yeah.
Dr. Crane.
They call it a day.
Yeah, that was the thing. Was Racy McMath was on the LSU team in 19. You know, he somebody told me, he's like, well, he probably learned how to play by osmosis. I'm like, is that a guy? Who is that guy? Because you had Jefferson, you had Jamar Chase on that team and all that. And just, no, he was not good at all. But anyway, the receivers, I think you got the two guys you drafted. There's going to be an odd man out in the room. Restrepo is going to be working at Publix here in a few weeks. And he might make the practice squad. He's not making this team. He's just not. And no matter how much Cam Ward goes to bat for him, he's not. But you know what? There's 31 other teams he could try out for, which is fine.
615-737-1025. Do we have it ready? It is time. Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. Clay is on the line. Clay, what's up?
Boys, how we doing?
We're good. How are you?
I just had to call in and make sure that Big Joe wasn't mad at me about my comment.
No, we're not bringing it up. We don't want people to know. I'll talk to Chase about it during the break. We're good.
All right. So what did y'all think about overall about Cam Ward's performance when he was in the game the other night?
Can you replay the first segment back for him, Dr. Crane, real quick?
Does he have 8 minutes?
I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. They don't have anything behind him right now. That's their problem.
Yeah, that's obvious because in the fourth quarter, you know, the backup quarterback threw those interceptions and all of a sudden the 13-7 game was 29-7. So
it's preseason, baby. Preseason.
Look. Yeah. Joe, how about this? Let's do a donut bet on over and under how many games Callahan lasts as the head coach of the Titans.
I'm going to take zero because it's Brian Callahan. So bring me a half a dozen donuts now. We're only
Joe
able
wins.
Three. Listen, let's be honest. You've promised us donuts now for a long time. You have not delivered.
Correct, but that I have a long memory now, and I'm gonna get y'all donuts. I promise.
We're here till three today.
You don't have to do it today. It's fine.
All right. One day this week. How about that?
That works. Thank you, Clay.
See ya.
615-737-1025.
Look, at least we got joint practices Tuesday, Wednesday. Another game on Friday that we can sit around and watch. So it's all good. And by the way, I know a lot of Titans fans that are headed, friends of mine, that headed to Atlanta on Friday to take in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's an easy trip.
It is.
So why not?
Right down the road, except
and that's a pretty stadium too. Actually, I take it back. That stadium may beat out U.S. Bank by a smidge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Except this time, unlike when Chase and I went to Atlanta, there's no Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
WWE really. Wrapping up their All Star weekend, whatever it was, and then the All Star game that was there as well.
Yeah, there was a lot
going on down there. Good times. Great oldies.
Sure, the rooms were full.
They were. 615-737-1025. John McClain will join us at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, the AP Top 25 has been released, and I also have a twist that I think Big Joe will like. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game.